News 98 News Director Steve Rubo with you. You know, I do a lot of stories out of Ludington, Manistee, Scottville, some other places, Baldwin, but it's not very often I touch base with what's happening in Oceana County in terms of the Community Foundation. I wanted to catch up with the Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Oceana County, Tammy Carey, joins us. And Ms. Carey, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for giving me a call. It's wonderful to have this opportunity to speak to all the listeners out there about the Community Foundation in Oceana County.
Well, and remind us about the Community Foundation. What is your overall goal?
Well, we have been serving the community for 25 years. Last year, we reached that milestone, and our overarching goal is to serve the needs of the community. So it's our efforts to know best what's happening in Oceana County, what are the emerging trends and urgency around specific problems or issues, and then try to connect either our resources or other community resources to help serve those issues.
Okay. So it's not like you have a fleet of your own vehicles that go out and help people.
Well, our endowed assets at the Community Foundation are close to $10 million, so we do have resources that we can put into play. But it's also a matter of connecting donors to causes that they would like to support as well. So sometimes that is through scholarship or through supporting a particular interest area, say the arts or the environment or something along those lines. But it can also be presenting the needs in the community to donors and then being the place where we come together around an issue and try to make a difference.
Okay. Do you feel like you've been making a difference lately?
Well, for the last 3 years, we've been engaged in trying to improve the rates of post-secondary education in our community. So the Community Foundation received a planning grant from Michigan College Access Network, and we've spent 3 years bringing all the people together, trying to best understand where we are and what our statistics are and what are all the programs that are in place. And now we've just hired a coordinator who is going to be moving forward with our strategic plan and trying to make a difference in terms of bringing up those rates of college attainment, education attainment in our community.
What's the name of the director?
Alyssa Merton. She just started June 1. She is from Oceana County, born and raised, and she had a excellent post-secondary path in terms of trying a lot of different things, so she has a very good understanding of the challenges and barriers that people from our community might encounter. And she's just doing a terrific job already. So we're very excited about where this work is going in our community. Our baseline rate for the percentage of students, graduates, that go to college, and that can be a university, 2 or 4 year degree, it can be a vocational school or trade school, was 48%. So less than half of our students were even going to any sort of educational training program after high school. But after 3 years, we've seen that number go up to 56%. So we're excited about that progress already.
An 8% jump.
Yeah, very exciting.
That is. And because it is so important that people get trained after high school, especially in today's society, isn't it?
Yes, the whole state of Michigan is really on this path of increasing education and attainment rates. There's a lot of news articles. People are probably very familiar with the Kalamazoo Promise, which is a program that will support any graduate out of Kalamazoo Public Schools into their post-secondary efforts. So maybe someday there will be an Oceana Promise, and it's all a matter of a donor or a group of donors maybe being interested in seeing that happen.
I'll talk to my boss.
Please do.
But that's very interesting. And I was hearing, too, that you've joined the Leadership Network, I think it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, so we were invited to participate in a Michigan Community Leadership Network along with 8 other community foundations. We had our first convening of that network just a few weeks ago, So myself and two trustees attended that, and we're learning all about how to be best engaged with the community around what are primary or most urgent needs in the community, and how to fully be prepared for that, how to make those connections with folks who might want to help us in that work, and how to position ourselves for that work, how to have the appropriate resources, and that could be human capital as well as financial capital.
So quite a bit happening at the Community Foundation of Oceana County right now.
Super excited to report, and when we talk about foundations, often the foundations will focus on what are their asset level and how many gifts they received last year, and those are all important metrics to talk about, and we've had some great successes in the last few years. We made a goal 5 years ago to be at $10 million in endowed assets by 2015, and as of the first quarter of 2015, we're at $9.7 million, so we know we're going to achieve that this year, because last year we received $1.3 million in gifts, which was our highest gift level ever, except for 1 year where we received a large bequest. So it's been very exciting happenings at the foundation lately, and we see more on the horizon.
All right. Well, the executive director of the Community Foundation of Oceana County, Tammy Carey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for calling.